More than 48 million Americans count themselves in-home caregivers, helping loved ones live independently as long as possible. A recent AARP report found Montana caregivers provide $1.76 billion in unpaid care each year. Those caregivers help with medical care, meals, bathing and dressing, finances, groceries, and transportation, among other things. AARP Montana's advocacy director, Mike Batista, says there are about 115,000 caregivers in the state taking care of loved ones in their homes, which dispels a common misconception.
And I think a lot of people sort of believe that most older Montanans end up, you know, in a nursing home or assisted living, but the majority of them are cared for currently at home by a family member.
Montanans mirror a recent poll that shows 70% of older people say they want it to stay that way. So AARP Montana is calling on policymakers to help increase wages and working conditions for in-home caregivers and consider tax breaks for volunteers who help their loved ones. Those caregivers also pay for expenses out of their own pockets and often reduce their work hours or leave their jobs to care for loved ones. President Joe Biden recently signed an executive order improving access to home-based care for veterans, enhancing job quality for long-term care workers, and offering more support to those caring for loved ones with dementia. But Batista says there's work to be done, and Montana needs to help change a bureaucracy not currently set up for in-home care, but that will see a steady increase in demand.
You know, the tricky part is sort of a balance between providing someone that can help with in-home care and also the services. There are a number of agencies out there. Area Agencies on Aging in Montana provide in-community in-home care, and they could certainly do a lot more if some of the money from institutional care was reallocated.
Batista says the state is also working to provide more respite for family members who are often the primary around-the-clock caregivers. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.